This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, as well as on the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. A special thank you. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, and to our new group of people that we heard from William up there in Wyoming, one of the rough cats up there, one of the guys that was actually on one of the oil rigs saying, hey, we're listening to you too. Well, guess what? We appreciate you guys too. So, check us out online, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, we've got Colonel Jim Warshak, who happens to be a retired United States Air Force officer and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we got to talk about this coronavirus. It's definitely getting lots of attention, especially in lieu of something really screwy that happened yesterday in Boston with a Harvard professor in a biological lab. Now, you take it from there.
Well, apparently this professor was arrested first on the order of spying for China, but he's been involved in the chemistry field, and there is potential, and I say potential, but we gotta work through this and see what the investigators come up with, because that lab, as we discussed prior to coming on, was involved in patenting the coronavirus for medical studies for future cures for other things, and so there may be a link here with Harvard University and this professor on this. So we're going to have to go down that road and see where that comes out.
Yeah, and we had a Chinese second lieutenant that was a student there at Harvard. They did not know that she was a Chinese second lieutenant. Way to go, Harvard. And then we had somebody at the airport that was leaving with a bunch of biological samples for China, and they stopped him too.
Yeah, I mean, once you get on the lead of one spy, so to speak, they tend to find out about a few others. And just for a brief second, when I was doing my war college studies at a think tank in Washington, D.C., we happened to have a Chinese student in our group who turned out to be a spy, but they let her stay because they watched her every day and watched her go to the Chinese embassy every morning and go there at lunchtime and go there at the end of the day and knew what she was doing, but don't know that she really had anything to pass on, but that was her role. So they're all over the place, believe me. Whatever you think, China is very good at doing all types of economic and industrial espionage.
And somebody just asked me online here what it was that they were working on, what this coronavirus was used for. Well, the coronavirus was partially being used for treating or preventing infectious bronchitis. That was part of what it was developed for.
Yeah, so, you know, everything is not evil, and, you know, Harvard is noted for its medical studies, and so they bring in people from all around the world, and as it is, sometimes they don't check who's there, and we know the Chinese are just notorious for all types of spying, whether it's, you know, financial, economic, military, all types of it, so... We'll see where this goes.
Now, yesterday, the president and Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister from Israel, they had quite the press conference and announcement about this peace plan that's been put forth. It sounds good. Whether or not the Palestinians are going to go along with it, I don't know, but it certainly will benefit them in the long run if they do.
Well, it benefits them in the long run if they do, but they have to do one thing. They have to recognize the state of Israel, and that's the game changer right there. I think we all know pretty well that's probably not going to happen, because what it does is if you recognize Israel, then it allows the Palestinians more settlements. It allows them an area to be distinguished as a part of it as a Palestinian state, and it's all contingent on that Palestine or the Palestinians have to formally recognize the state of Israel. I don't think that's going to happen, at least in my lifetime. So that's the main tie up, and the Palestinians and everyone are already up in arms over it.
Yeah, it depends on how bad they want that $50 billion in their own autonomy.
Exactly, and that's what it comes down to. And that's similar to a plan that was put forward back in the 90s, if I recall.
Yeah, by Clinton.
Mm-hmm. You know, they offered them like 98% of everything they've asked for, but mm-hmm. because they didn't get that 2%, they threw it out the window. So it really drives them to show what they really stand for.
All right, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired, and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Now, we're going to get into some impeachment discussion, find out if having witnesses is going to be a bad thing or not. And we've got a lot more stuff to talk about. There's plenty going on. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, that's Moss, MAUSNissan.com, the website. And while most car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned cars available for sale, when you shop at one of the three Moss dealerships, guess what? You'll have hundreds of pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. You'll also get a great peace of mind because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get free lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and much, much more. Now, you'll also save thousands of dollars because all pre-owned cars and trucks are marked wholesale to the public and no negotiations needed. Now, guess what? If you do tell them the captain sent you, that's another $500 off the vehicle. So Moss Nissan helps you get the credit you deserve because, in fact, they work with over 40 banks so you can get the best interest rates possible. Now, there are three Moss Nissan locations. The first one at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. The second one, U.S. 19 in Crystal River. And the all-new Moss Nissan at 11001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa. Right next door to it is a new Moss Acura dealership. So check them out online. Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Going to open the door wide open for you. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak of the Pillsborough County Republican Party, retired Air Force as well. Colonel, I got a little message here during the break. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, this is from someone who was at the rally in Wildwood. Now, this is a brother firefighter, and he says, Captain, my name is Richard, and I won't mention his last name. He says, I'm retired Philadelphia fire. I had several of my brothers that were over there. We went to see the president. We waited for 2 days and two nights. We staked out our spot and waited in line, got inside, and this was one of the greatest days of my life because the people know who they want for president, and we're tired of all the BS. We're voting for Donald Trump. P.S. I'm a Democrat.
Wow. Very good.
Yep. How about
and
that?
And there's lots more of him out there.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. And there's more coming. Okay, now, the impeachment process. Our guys, the president's impeachment defense team, rested their side of the issue like some 12 hours ahead of schedule. Adam Schiff right away jumped on and said, well, he may try to make it into a negative when it's not. It was a positive because they absolutely put down the Democrats every way they could have. But in the meantime, you've got Mitch McConnell, who late yesterday came out and said that he, at least we were told, this is what he said in a closed-door meeting, that they didn't have the votes, the Republican votes, to stop the witnesses from testifying. And then last night we hear from some Democrats that they're considering voting with the Republicans, and it dawned on me, as well as you, because you told me about it, that there may be enough Democrats to make up for the one or two Republicans that may not be around to pass this thing. And they wouldn't have any witnesses. And then the next thing they do is vote to acquit.
And that's what they have to do. And out of that same meeting, two Republican senators, John Barroso and John Thunes, both said they have all the confidence in the world that the proceedings will not go past Friday, and that there will not be a nasty fight for witnesses, and they will move forward with a vote to acquit, which is the most important thing, is to get the acquit vote. If they get the acquit vote, the impeachment is null and void, and that's where they're going to go.
Yep.
And as you said, it looks like there are going to be a number of Democrats who will basically cancel out the three, potentially four Republicans.
Yep.
And I'm going to go with your number where you said it is probably going to be a 51-49.
That's what I think.
Sweat and vote, and that will end it.
Yeah, and by the way, we also had Rick Scott last night come on and say the same thing. All right, hold on. We got a caller. Okay, good morning, caller. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, Captain. Yes. As your Philly firefighter did say that they, you know, this is President Head. We the electorate on both sides of the aisle see that the Democrat Party is trying to kill the economy and kill jobs. And you know, we're not going to have this. You know, this president, he's gone over and above to boost this economy. He's a guy who come in with billions of dollars. He don't need this job. He's doing it out of his heart for the country, for us, the electorate. The electorate on both sides of the aisle, the voters, for both Democrat, Republican, in the middle.
Okay.
This guy, our president, he's the man.
Okay.
Like I said to you, Captain, the Democrats can't beat him with a baseball bat.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. And that's Mel, Colonel, up in Saratoga Springs. So there you go.
Very good. Thanks, Mel. Good points.
By the way, we have another caller, so let me see what's going on there. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sean in Tampa.
What's up, Sean?
I wanted to point out that while this is going on in the Senate, I hope everybody understands that they're not getting any judges put on the federal courts, for one thing.
Right.
They're all tied up doing this.
Right.
And also, I think the point should be stressed that this was future aid. So when the Democrats claim, oh, my God, they weren't getting their money, they were in peril and could be killed by Russians and all that, but it was future aid.
That's true.
So nothing was slowed down, and they only said that one time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think that point should have been pushed a lot harder.
Okay, well, thank you, Sean. All right, thank you very much. And, he is right about that, but we've talked about it numerous times here, Colonel.
There's also, the Democrats want to push this, certainly to delay a lot of things. They also want to use it so that they can build a bank of sound bites for their campaign commercials during the election. So, you know, there's multiple sub-strategies going on here, and even the Republicans, some looked at it as, we have an opportunity here to keep a number of the Senate members who are running, Democratic Senate members who are running for office, like Warren and Bernie and others who have to be locked up in Washington on this vote rather than out campaigning, especially for the Iowa caucus. So there's strategies on both sides on why to keep this thing going.
Meanwhile, Colonel, Bernie Sanders has the Democrats shaking in their boots because he's leading in Iowa, he's leading in New Hampshire, he's closing the gap on Brother Joe down in South Carolina. Those are the first three primaries. Or, well, one of them's a caucus, Iowa. The other two are primaries. I'm not saying he's going to beat Biden in South Carolina, but he's certainly getting a lot closer. And this is hilarious because they're going nuts. And by the way, Hillary yesterday said, "I certainly feel the urge to run against Trump." Now, that was even funnier.
She continues to struggle with trying to wonder why she didn't win and keeps putting it out there that she's going to run again.
Oh.
And just tries to keep her campaign on life support.
Okay, I got a question for you from Eric. Eric in Seminole, also a retired Navy Marine, or Navy assigned to the Marines, corpsman. His question is, when are the Vindman brothers, what are the Vindman brothers still doing at the White House, and when are they going to get off the NSC?
Well, I just put a piece up on Facebook last night on my position on that. And there's a reason a lot of this goes on is because once you identify people, you don't necessarily get rid of them. You want to see where the breadcrumbs go and who they're talking to and who they're dealing with. And, you know, both these guys worked in the NSC staff. One's a lawyer who reviews all kinds of classified documents for eventual release. People write books, magazine articles, all kinds of things.
Wait, hold. People that write books, I think he's the whistleblower here with the alleged.
I agree with you 100%. He is, if not one, he is the whistleblower. And everything leads to that. And you can go, but this guy has been watched for a long time. And, you know, now his brother has surfaced, even though we've been watching his brother as well back in the summer when the Ukraine issue first came to fruition. It almost answers itself when you read the background on this whole thing. Both of them are working together. Now, as a military officer who served on the NSC staff and knowing the roles of what a military officer does, both these guys need to be court-martialed because what they're doing. They're there to serve the President of the United States. If they don't like it, they can leave.
Let me ask you a question before we run out of time because we're down to about 30 seconds. Would you have worn your uniform to testify in front of the Congress?
Not at all. In fact, he's barred from it. The Democrats put him up to do it as a ploy, and that was totally wrong.
Exactly. All right. Well, Colonel, we will talk to you next week. Colonel Jim Orshak, everybody, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Also, you can find his great articles over there on, what is it, Malcolm Out Loud? Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Colonel. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care now.
All righty. And Colonel Jim Orshak, and we appreciate him very much coming on the program. Always a wealth of information. All right. I'm coming right back. Right after this break, don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has informed his fellow Republicans that at this point, he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses at the president's impeachment trial. Democrats want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has an upcoming book that claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. With pressure mounting for Bolton to testify, Oklahoma Republican James Langford proposed that senators be allowed to read Bolton's manuscript first.
That sounds like a reasonable solution to me.
Democrats called it a stalling tactic.
What an absurd proposal.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if they should see the book.
Nothing is a substitute for a witness under oath, in person, testifying. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And let me tell you something, it beats all the heck out of owning a boat if you don't need to. They got 206 locations across the country. And let's check out the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Alrighty, well today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, we're going to have some increasing clouds as the day progresses, showers later on in the day. The winds start out this morning out of the east at about 8 to 10 miles an hour. This afternoon, they'll turn around out of the south, and in the showers could be as high as 15 to 20 miles an hour. Seas will be 2 to 3 this morning, 3 to 4 this afternoon, going from a light to a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature 63 degrees, the bay water temperature 64. High tide happened at 3:49 a.m., low tide coming at 10:49 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club has got 206 locations all across the United States, some of which are right where you're listening to me on the radio right now. Now, they have three in Canada. They have six in France. Yep, I said France. Parlez-vous français. One in the United Kingdom and one in Australia. Now, currently, we are the largest franchise in Tampa Bay of all of the rest of them. 450 boats here with 30 ports. And there's another 10 or 15 or so coming because they're going to go over into Lake County, Marion County, and go all the way up to Gainesville with more new locations, Freedom Boat Club. Now, here's the deal. If you, regardless of what you are or who you are, if you join and you become a member of the Freedom Boat Club, you'll get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession too, in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get another $500 for a total of $1,500 off. Now, that $1,500 off will be coming right off your membership fee. You pay the balance due, and then after that, you get a monthly tag for being a member. And your membership gives you reciprocity all across the Freedom Boat Club system, all the other locations. So, go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got the original consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. And Mr. Consumer Quarterback, how are you?
Hey, Captain, doing great. Yourself?
Well, it's busy, busy days for me with all the news that's going on. I don't have any shortage of news headlines. And all I got to do is look just to my left or look to my right or look straight ahead, and bingo, there we are. I see whatever I see that's going on. By the way, I am just so sick and tired of hearing my friends telling me that they were approached by somebody, you know, check out your Social Security benefits and we can help you with Medicare or this, that, and the other. They gain entrance into people's homes. They come in there and they make it sound like they're this or that. They're dressed up nice. They got business cards. They got all that. They get information. They tell people they're going to come back and give them a quote and save them a whole bunch of money, this, that, and the other. But in the meantime, they get the people to give them their information. Bingo. You're hacked. There goes your money on your bank account. And I'm hearing this from some people that ought to know better.
Yeah, it's tough, man. People are, you know, they're getting, the crooks are getting more and more savvy about the way they approach people, either in person or online or over the phone. So, yeah, you've got to be diligent about, you know, who you're talking to and verify. You know, just make sure you're being diligent about that.
Yeah, because, you know, you can be... You just can't afford to monkey around with these folks. And I don't care how good they dress and how nice they sound and what kind of free stuff they're giving you to get in your door. The first mistake is probably letting them in without properly vetting them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to take an impromptu meeting like that in the first place.
Now, with your show, The Consumer Quarterback, you bring in people from all different aspects, correct?
Yeah, 80 different categories of content, consumer advocate content, over 50 show partners. So we're talking about CPAs, financial advisors, several different types of attorneys, and a lot of different home services and health-related companies as well. So, yeah, the idea is to help our listeners and our viewers of our TV show version, sort through a lot of the nonsense in the mainstream media and also provide them the timely truths around credit improvement, identity theft prevention, real estate, finance, you know, lots of different areas of life that we weren't necessarily taught in school. And, of course, we don't have any continuing education in a lot of cases on, you know, how to best, shop for a home or a mortgage or credit. You know, so there's a lot of things that we do to help people there, Captain.
Now, when it comes to homes, you're in the real estate business, but there's something else that's going on that people need to know about in the real estate business. They need to check their title and their ownership every now and then, because strange things are happening on there, too, where people are going in and they're actually transferring titles, or they're getting loans off properties, and people don't even know what's going on. And all of a sudden, along comes somebody and goes, hey, you owe me $100,000 because somebody, we put a lien up against your house, and we're going to boot you out, and we're going to sell the property.
Yeah, that happens. Title insurance is one of the only insurances that actually insures the past and not your future, like your auto insurance or health would. And so that is exactly right. There's a friend of ours that wrote a book on it called The Fraud Shine State. And, yeah, it's a big challenge. It's an epidemic. And the FBI can't really do a whole lot with it because, you know, one individual crime is only worth $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000. You know, they're looking for the million-dollar crime. So it's a frustrating situation. So, yeah, there's programs kind of like you hear about the LifeLock, you know, but there's programs for that you can sign up for.
And you would be able to help people out by, if we send them to your show, you would be able to send them to the right people, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We can get them in touch with my friend Kevin that does that. He's a title company owner, and he has that program. And then, you know, the drum I'm really beating right now, too, Captain, is the renters. You know, if they're renting, they're paying about 30 to 40% more for their housing expense than they should. So we want to offer a rent versus own analysis as well. That's something that we're really helping people out right now, just showing them what they could pay in a new mortgage versus, you know, paying rent.
Well, tell us how they can get a hold of you to do that.
Yeah, you can give us a call or even just text message, 813-670-7372. You can just text the word rent and the amount of rent that you're paying, 813-670-7372. And you could also hit us up on the website, consumerqb.com. It's consumerqb, like quarterback, consumerqb.com. And we'd love to help you out. We always take great pride in that. We've had more and more people reaching out from your show, Captain, also from our show. So we really appreciate all of our loyal listeners on 860 The Answer.
Well, the thing of it is, of course, you're talking all across the country here. There are people in other states that are listening that may not be able to get this type of service where they're at. Could they also call you?
Absolutely. Anybody can call us at 813-670-7372. And we'll put them in the right place. If we can't help them personally, we'll get them into the right person.
All right. Well, Brandon, we look forward to talking to you. And I think I'm going to see you Monday. I think somebody told me you might be around Monday and we might be talking to you or something like that.
Let's do it. Sounds good to me, Captain.
All right, Cal. You have a great day, my friend, and we'll see you later. All right.
Yes, sir.
Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Now, he's got a Facebook page, amongst other things, and you can go over there and check him out over there. But he offers a lot of things to help people out. And it totally, absolutely, positively makes complete sense to anybody that needs to have help. If you think you've been ripped off or if you got questions about different things, he is the person to ask, because if he doesn't have the information right there at his fingertips, he can get it for you. He can get it for you. It's just that simple. Now, coming up, the final segment coming up of the program, we're going to talk about the president's bold vision for the Middle East. Now, some people are saying, oh, it ain't going to happen because the Palestinians are never going to go along with this. Well, we're going to give you an idea what the Peace to Prosperity plan means. And again, it all depends on the Palestinians and whether or not they want autonomy, which they will get, whether or not they want a bunch of money, which they will get, whether or not they want the opportunity to create new businesses and create new revenue for themselves and just absolutely load up their economy with dollars, okay, which is very important to most people in the world in which we live. Of course, their ideology may not allow them to do that because they may be so hateful of the Israelis, you know, they want to drive them into the sea and all this other nonsense. Maybe that's some of what's going on. And by the way, to all you people that are listening to us on the internet, thanks so much. I just took a look over there at one of the websites, and we are the number one show in conservative talk right now at this time in the morning. So thank you very much. All right, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Final segment coming up. This guy's going to take you to break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this final segment is brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm building. Now, listen up here, folks, because those of you that are down here from wherever you're at around the countryside and you stopped and got one of those little tour books at the Tourist Bureau, either in one of the rest areas on the Florida Turnpike or service plazas or rest areas along I-75 or 95 or I-4, then you'll see in the book when you go to look that Mixon's Fruit Farm is in there. Well, when you come to Mixon's Fruit Farm, inside is the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and it is home of some of the best food you will get anywhere, all home cooked. Now, the bread is homemade. The hamburger patties are all made up from scratch. The bacon is applewood bacon, smoked applewood bacon. Oh, boy. The cheese comes from Wisconsin. The pot roast is made right there. They cook it fresh every day. And the renowned Cuban sandwich, they make it right there. One of the most famous Cuban sandwiches anywhere in the country. So I want you to go to the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. And inside, you'll see Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Make sure you go in there lunchtime, brunchtime. They close late in the afternoon around 3 or 4 o'clock, somewhere in there. But go in there, grab yourself something. If you want to call ahead, you can call them at 941-748-5829, either reserve a table or seat or whatever, or place it to go order, 941-748-5829. And by the way, I'm there every month, first Thursday of the month, and I'll be there next week on Thursday, Mixon's Groveside Cafe. All right, we got time for one call, so let me go over here. 60 seconds with Todd, I think. Is that you?
Let's get down to business, boss. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw this coming. You know, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid would make sure that those Republicans all vote to dismiss and not guilty and not waste the American people's time. It's $100 million wasted. We'd have wasted $40 million with Mueller, 100 senators sitting up there making $250,000 a year for 2-3 weeks. He adds up to $100 million, minus the time that they could be working on helping the American people. Mitch McConnell is a fraud. I said that before. He's a Paul Ryan. If I was the Senate Majority Leader, I'd say, listen, you Republicans, we don't want any witnesses. This is a fraud. This is a disgrace. I wouldn't have given you, if I was president, I wouldn't have given Ukraine $500 million for $25 trillion in debt. So let me tell you something, you fake Republicans like Romney, Murkowski, Collins, we're coming for you. We don't want you here, and we want true Republicans to stand with making America great. God bless Donald Trump and John Bolton. I didn't want you in the first place, and you wanted to annihilate Iran. And
all right, all right, all right.
Killed the one guy.
All right.
Let's
all right.
go. God bless Donald Trump and God bless America. Get to-
all righty. Well, that's Todd. And by the way, I need to correct him with a couple of things there. It's not $100 million that they've wasted. It's about $30 million on the Mueller campaign and about $30 million so far in this impeachment stuff. So that's about $60 million. And, you know, what's that? A difference of $40 million, but it is what it is. And, yeah, but here's the deal. And, Todd, and I'm going to – this is my prediction. I could be all wrong. But my prediction is because of the Democrats that are going to vote for this, yeah, all the Republicans won't vote. When it comes to witnesses, some of them will vote that they want to have witnesses, but there's going to be Democrats that are going to get in there, and they're going to vote with the Republicans, and I believe the final vote will be 51-49. Now, I got another caller here, and I'm going to make an exception, so we'll see what's going on here. Okay, Ian, go ahead. I'm making an exception.
Yeah, one day eventually we're going to have a Democrat president again.
True.
And I'm going to tell you this, if the Republicans are smart, I don't care if the Democrat president is as pure as the driven snow and innocent. He needs to be impeached. They went nuclear and crazy and harebrained with this impeachment nonsense that's made up out of whole cloth. Well, we got to retaliate in kind. So if there's ever a Democrat president again, I don't care if he's flat out innocent, we must immediately do like the Democrats and lay for impeachment.
Okay.
Remember this.
All right. Thank you, Ian. And, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Now, yesterday, the president laid out his bold vision for the Middle East peace plan. I'm hoping and crossing my fingers and toes that something can be done there to try to finally straighten that mess around. It'd be nice. But the Palestinians won't do the one thing that needs to be done to make this work, and that is to recognize the right of Israel to exist. They won't do that. They'll do everything else, but they get to that point, and then they won't do it. Well, if they want some $50 billion, if they want autonomy, if they want to be recognized and be able to be on their own and do what they want to do and not have the whole world saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, then guess what? They're going to have to go along to get along. And you would think that with what they've been offered this time again, all the kitchen sink and other things, that, you know, things would be able to work out. We'll see. We'll see. Now, the first partisan impeachment in U.S. history came without a lot of bluster and distractions from the Democrats and the media. And there's 10 things here that really matter. Democrats aren't just trying to remove President Trump from office. They want to remove him from the ballot. Their articles of impeachment would bar him from holding any office of honor, trust, or profit in the United States. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? I'll bet you didn't, because it's not being talked about. And investigating corruption in the Ukraine, including potential conflicts of interest involving Hunter Biden and Burisma, is not baseless, as Democrats claim, because even the Obama State Department had concerns. So did ABC News and others. Now, House Democrats are talking about this sham House Democrats' sham investigation was unauthorized and unconstitutional. We heard that from Alan Dershowitz. A president defending his due process rights is called separation of powers, not obstruction of Congress. And for Democrats, impeachment has always been a goal in search of an excuse. Once the Russia collusion hoax failed, they found another excuse within months. Now, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, with her, she called impeachment a matter of urgent national security. Then she followed the fastest impeachment in history with the longest delay. Why was that? I don't think I have to explain. Now, under House Democrats, a new bar for impeachment, at least 20 former presidents would have been removed from office, including George Washington, based on the charges they brought. How stupid is that? And then there's Representative Adam Schiff, who wants the Senate to do the House's job for it and investigate and do the things that they weren't able to do. The House didn't even bother to subpoena witnesses such as former National Security Advisor John Bolton that they now claim are crucial to hear. And even the Democrats' own witnesses testified that President Trump's policy of lethal defense aid towards Ukraine is stronger than that under President Obama. And what they were talking about was future aid, because they got everything they were supposed to on time. Now the do-nothing Democrats are going to keep putting politics first and the American people second. They've been doing that, and they're going to continue to do that. And President Trump is working hard to keep his promises. Ask the people in Wildwood, New Jersey last night what they thought. And you don't need to listen to secondhand sources. Read the transcript of the phone call. Now, all you need in this case is the Constitution and your common sense. That, according to the White House attorney, Mr. Cipollone. And I will tell you that you don't need to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. All right, well, got to say, see it coming up here, but Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there, Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. That's Dominick's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. How about that one? Look forward to seeing the gang down there one of these days real soon. Now, today, we'll see where we go. It's where the questions are supposed to start. We'll see how foolish this gets with the impeachment stuff. In the meantime, keep your eyes on what's going on with the coronavirus? Keep your eyes on what's going on with the Middle East and whatnot. And who knows what's going to happen next with everything that's been transpiring. All right. Got to go. Have a great day. Remember, this show's all about we the people, and what we the people can do to keep America free, safe, and great again. And keep it that way. I'll see y'all later, everybody. Have a great day. God bless. Stay.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.